Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I am visiting with Earl Schreckengast to talk about the Kester House Museum blog and the fascinating local history it helps preserve and share with the community. Earl talks about what inspired him to begin writing the blog.
My wife is a great-granddaughter of Charles and Sylvia Kester. And I visited the museum back in 1986 with my mother-in-law. And she, with her brother, are the people that donated the properties that make up the Kester block. So that became my connection to the Kester House Museum.
He became interested in researching and sharing the local history.
I became interested in the local history primarily through the family connection. Since my wife is a descendant of Charles Kester, and it's through her and my frequent visits to Marysville that I really became involved with the museum. And then one thing led to another as we were writing the Facebook posts and so forth, and we delved more into local history as an adjunct to what was going on.
Earl covers a couple different types of topics in his blog.
I started out with the idea in mind that the house might talk about, you know, what was going on, and so I wrote the blogs from the point of view of the house. And so naturally, the first things we would do is to talk about the evolution of the house over the 7 or 8 years that Charles Kester added to it. He started in 1873 with just a 2-room house and finished it up in 1880 with the much the same configuration that we know today as the Kester House Museum.
Earl selects historical stories and subjects based on their connection to the Kester House Museum.
Well, I'm writing these in the hopes of interesting people in learning more about Charles Kester and learning more about the gem that the community has in the Kester House Museum. So I'm hopefully writing some things that are interesting that will draw people into the stories of Charles Kester. And so one of those things was, something that's relatable.
There are some interesting pieces of history connected to the Kester House Museum.
Well, in my blogs, I found a couple of things that I think people might find interesting. You know, we all know about the iconic brick wall that's surrounds the museum and that block. And that wall is the result of a flood that happened in 1882. Broadway was sort of a mess, the runoff of water coming down, and then some streams around there backed up. And so his picket fence around his property and his gardens were not enough to keep the water out. So he vowed to build the wall to keep the water out. And so if you've ever gone to the Kester House Museum, you have to go up a few steps and then back down again. And that's on purpose to keep the water, the street water and the floodwaters out.
Earl hopes readers gain a greater appreciation for the rich history of the Kester House Museum and the surrounding community.
I hope that they think of the Kester House Museum and Charles Kester as more than just a prosperous old guy with a nice house. I'm hoping that through the blogs, our readers will have an increased sense of our own history. And I hope that they are motivated to take a look at their own stories, what about their family, their situation, their heritage, it You know, can they tease out about the past? And so that's my hope, that there's a greater appreciation of our history, and that we think about and look and start to tell our own stories from our own families and background.
Thank you to Earl Schreckengast for taking the time to visit with me and share more about the Kester House Museum blog and the importance of preserving local history. If you would like to read the blog, you can head to KesterHouseMuseum.com. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to KNDYRadio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.